Okay, so we're continuing from last week. Last week we discussed about the ideal of Talmud Torah and the ideal of working. And we saw three different approaches on how to view it. Is Talmud Torah really the supreme ideal and working is really a Jumamish Abidiyevit? Then we talked about the second approach was that really there's a middle approach. The middle approach is it depends where you are. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, we talked about the second approach. We had said it maybe depends on where you are in Eretz Yisrael. It's all one page. That might be in Eretz Yisrael. That the Chassam Sofer had said it depends if you're in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that is when working is lechavchila. And the third approach that we saw was that no, both are ideal. Talmud Torah and Avoda are ideal. That we saw from Rav Kook last week. We said we were going to do Halach Lamaisa this week. This week is how much do we have Torah and how much do we have Halach Lamaisa? What do we do? So just to show you some of the Chazals that are brought down in the Ramah, there's a Gemara in Brachos in the first source in front of you. First source says, Amar Abchia Barami Mishmei De'ula. Godol Hanenem Yigiyo Yotem Yor Shemayim. Crazy! He says, Mr. Graber, greater is the person that is working, that he toils from, that he gets Hana from his toiling. And you'll think about this now, you'll have a different shot when you think about your Birkas HaMazim. The Na'al Tatsu Richeinu Hashem Elokeinu. Lowly Dei Matnat Basar Vadam for Lowly Dei Alvasam. We talked about that. But the idea is what? Godo Hananim Yigio more than Yori Shamayim. How's that possible? Explains the Gemara. The Ilu Gabi Yori Shamayim. It says in Tehillim, Ashrei Ish Yorei Et Hashem. But by Nanim Yigio, then it says what? Yigio Kapecha Kitochel Ashrecha Vitovlach. It's Medaik in the Gemara. It has the double. Tovlach in Olam Haba. And Ashrech and Olam Hazeh. In stark contrast, you have Yirat Shemayim is what? Tovlach Loksidbe. So we see that there's an extra push. Says the Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai. He says, what's the pshat? What's the Havamina? The Havamina is what we've always been grown up with. What's from Kite? Only Yirat Shemayim, which we know is true. Reishis Chachma Yirat Hashem. But what do we have here? Comes the Ben Yoyada and says, I'll tell you what the Havamina is. Second source. I would have thought that which is greater? The person who loves Torah the whole day and gets handouts and people provide him money. That's a higher level. Because this guy's being Osik Torah. Isn't that the ideal? Person who's Osik Torah Kol Hayom. Vizeh Osik only a couple hours in the day. Comes Rav Chia Bar Ami in the name of Ula and says, absolutely not. Adirabba. The emes is the opposite. Yori Shamayim, what is the ideal? Both. Being able to have be a Yori Shamayim and Nene Migiyas Kapo. This is also a Gemara in Brachos. As we will see, after we give this, we're going to see, you might say, Rabbi Cutler, why are you telling me? You told me this is Halacha Shir. Why are you telling me an Agadic statement? This is brought down the Halacha. Brought down the Halacha. But first, you have another story in source number 3 and 4. In the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara in Brachos talks about Miragla Bipumayu Derabanan Biavnin. There was a pearl. Some people like to talk about things that this is what I always talk about. Sotovir and Yavnin. The Gemara says, Ani Beria V'chavri Beria. I'm a person, you're a person. Ani Malachti Ba'ir, I work in the city. V'hu Malachto Basada, you work in the field. Ani Mashkim Malachti. I get up early for my malach, you get up early for your malach. Keshem shehu einu mitgadir bimalachti. Just like you didn't come into and nerd your face into my work, kachani einu mitgadir bimalachtom. You know your avoda, Mr. Haller, and I know my avoda. The Shema Tomar says the Gemara, ani marbev hu mamit. Maybe I'm doing greater, and he's less. Explains, there's a machlok here, Rashi and Marsha. The Rashi says over here, what's going on? That's source number 4. It says, Ani Ha'osik b'Torah, bari ani. I'm a person who's osik b'Torah, I'm a gavra. V'chein chaveirai, I'm a oritz. Person, he's an I'm a oritz, he's also a person. Ani malachti b'ir, which means what? I'm very happy. Nocha malachti b'malachto. He wants to say, I'm better. Why am I better? I'm learning Torah. Okay, but what? Ani malachti b'vul malachti b'sada. Ani mashkim malachti b'vul mashkim malachto. Kishem shehu inu mitgader. He's not trying to get to my job. He realizes he belongs in the office, not in the base medrash. I also know that I don't belong in his work. Asks the Gemara, Veshema tomar ani marbet v'hu mamit. Rashi says, maybe that's the way it should be. Hadini mo. He's going to say, maybe. Who's the right one? The right should be with him. She'enu mitgader b'malachti. Why? She'ilu hayatofes umunati. Because if he would get into the learning, lo haya lo leiv patuach, larbot batarak amoti, fayam mamit, fein lo sachar. He says, so maybe he's doing the right thing that he's not involved at all in learning. Because he wouldn't have the big lathe that's needed to be able to be marbe b'Torah. Says the Gemara, no, you're not better. What does he say? Shaninu, echad marbe v'echad mamit v'viat shechav v'leshamayim. There's schar for the mamit also. Kamola marbe. He says there's schar. The havamina is that the guy has no schar. No, he has schar also. That's how Rashi understands it. The Marsha says different pshat. The Marsha says, which connected to what we're saying, that the hava mina is that a person is, we would think, dafilu mamit, ino batorah. He's talking about an amaretz. And the hava mina is the guy who's mamit, he doesn't have a chelik batorah. Kamash one, even though he's not being osik batorah kol ayom, he's an amaretz, still he's, as long as he has kavana, l'shem shamayim. Says the Marsha, what are you talking about? Number one is, how can you call this guy an Amaretz? The Gemara uses the language of Chaver. Chaver in Talmudic language is guy who's a bucky. He's a bucky, he's a Chaver, he's in Chumas and Maestros, he's there. Number one. Number two is, what's the Chiddush here of Rabbanim B'Yavne? The Gemara there says it later on. The Nusach that we say every single day when we walk out of the base Medrash. Onu Mashkim and Ve'im Mashkim. Onu Mashkim and Ve'im Mashkim and Ve'im Mashkim and Ve'im Mashkim. So therefore the Marsha says, we're not talking about Amaretz. It's not a Havamina here. It is not a Havamina over here that I'm talking about an Amaretz. And maybe he should stay out. And he should not at all be mitgader. He should stay out of the base medrash. Just be in the workforce. No, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara, according to the Marsha, is that it's Ani Beri of Hu Beri. Both of us are learning Torah. However, some of us are learning just a couple hours a day. I'm only... Kifi patuach libo. Okay, we're not talking about Amaretz, but what? Four lines from the end of source 5. Mi shiroi, that what happens? Ani beri v'hu beri. Shadavar zeh mi shiroi liot chacham, alo. That's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gemara Nida. The Malach says, this guy, Haller, or Kram, a chacham, a tipesh. We're not talking about here being a person who's mashkim. We're not talking about an Amaretz. A person who's mashkim, a varim b'talim. We're not talking about that's the Gemara, the fourth parak of Yoishev Kronos, last three lines. Here we're talking about a guy who's learning what he can do. He's been Kobeitim Torah. B'chol yom ma'av kifi chalto, and then he goes to work b'sadeh. So therefore the Havamina is, look, but I'm learning Torah all day. Therefore you might say that I'm greater. I'm greater. I'm learning the base matters 9 hours a day. This guy, he gets up before going to work and he does daf yomi. So maybe that guy, he's just a Baal Bayis. No. You can't say it's not a quantitative competition here. Arkan. But then we have to now see within this the Rambam. Because the Rambam has an idea. He brings down, as I mentioned last week, in source number 6. Source number 6, the Rambam in Hilchos Tamat Torah says, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, and Yud Bet. He talks about your chiyuv, of how you have to split out your time. The Rambam says that you have a chiyuv to split up your day in three. Shalish to Torah Shabbatam, Shalish to Torah Shabbatam, Shalish to be able, what we would call Gemara, to be able to do Dabar Mitoch Dabar. Says Halacha Yevet, Keitzal Hayabalu Manut. If a guy is at work, this guy's in the workforce, if I Osig B'malachto 3 hours of the day, with Torah Tesha. You see, the Rambam, when he's talking about the businessman, who is he talking about? He He's obviously learning 9 hours a day and going to work only for 3 hours. Interesting. So this, you should know, most of this, a lot of this Rambam is going to be brought down Malacha. This part of the Rambam is not brought down Malacha. It's interesting though. What do you do? And then he says, what do you do during those 9 hours? The first 3 hours is Torah Shebachtav, then you have Torah Shebaalpeh, and the next 3 hours you do Gemara. And he says, this is all true, Bamed Bar Mamurim, at the beginning of your learning. When you've already developed, then you should spend much more time on the Gemara and on the development. Okay? Ad Kan, that's in Halacha Aleph. Now, if you know the difference in Halacha Aleph and Halacha Gimel, Halacha Aleph is talking about a person who's a Baal Bayit, needs to be Kovei to Mator. Halacha Perek Gimel talks about a concept called a Keter Torah, the concept of being crowned with Torah. Here in Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes. Here he comes, and he says, Divrei Torah, Nim Shilu Kamayim. Torah is like water. You have to be thirsty for it. Okay? You have to be able, just like water goes down in the slope, and only the person who is down there to receive it. Kach Divrei Torah is not by giving it people that are arrogant, but people that are humble. And they're people that are removed. Tanuge Olam Hazeh. For Oseh, again, look what he says. For Oseh Malacha B'chol Yom Na'at Kedei Chayav. Im Lo Ayalo Mayochal Shar Yomo Leilo Oseh Bator. If I would stop by these two Rambams, I would have said, the ideal is to learn Torah as much as possible. And you have to do what? In his time, those 3 hours, to be able just to make a parnasa. But then what? So maybe you can go to the next level, which is, I should work all day, and then I should have other people providing for me. The Rambam is very, very clear. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, but if you take me to the extreme, that's not what I mean. The Rambam says, Ko amasim alibo shiasok b'torah. Person who puts in his heart, they should be osik b'torah. For lo yaseh malacha. And he's not going to work. And he's going to be mitarnis min atzdaka. Harizechilol at Hashem. It's a chilol Hashem who bizarred the Torah, scorning the Torah. V'chiba me'or hadat. He's extinguishing the light of the religion. Garam rola atzmo v'natachaya min olam haba. Pretty, you would think that he's like a religious Zionist. Right? Crazy. Lefi sha'asar lehanot midivrei Torah b'olam hazeh. Because you're not allowed to get hana from divrei Torah in this world. Amru chachamim kol hanene midivrei Torah. Natal Chayav min olam, va'ot siva va'amru. Other, the Mishnayos that we quoted last week also. Va'ot siva va'amru, al tasem atara, litgadel b'hem. You cannot make the Torah as your crown that you are able to develop with that. Vilo kardum lachbor b'hem, and not use it as a shovel to dig. Va'ot siva va'amru, you have to love malacha. Snat ha-rabbanut. Chol Torah she'ini malacha. If it doesn't have work, Sofa b'telav gorer tavon. Sofa dam shem milastim sabrios. If you're not working, you're gonna come to steal. Yeah.
But so why did the rabbi? Why were a lot of the rabbis in the Talmudic time? They were very vocal about, you know, you hire this person to learn Torah for you. Like a lot of the stories in the Gemara. Like
we're gonna talk about some of the stories right now in the Gemara.
And then they say, if you get this, the good Talmud, he'll. If you provide him money, then he'll.
So we have to let's figure out some of these stories. That's exactly what we're going to see. The Rambam is going to quote the Mefarshim. We're going to talk about all these stories. Okay? That's exactly what we're going to talk about. He himself is going to talk about it. First in Halachit Aleph, he that says it's a mala gdola for a person to get mitparnes from his own work. Midat chasidim arishonimi. Ubazeh zocheh lekol kavod v'tova sheba'olam hazeh olam haba. That's the Gemara we just quoted. In Gemara Brachos Daf Ches, that's Halachit Aleph. And then Halachit Yud Bet, it's very important to pay attention. That only after that, in Halachit Yud Bet, then he talks about how Torah, and how you get the Keter Torah, is that you can't just be having box seats in City Field, or in the LA, what's it called? Yeah, but what? Lo be'ilu shalomdi mitoch idun mitoch achilu v'shtiyo. Ela b'mi shemim mizatzmolen. Gotta kill yourself over Torah. And not to sleep all day. That's Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamos Ba'oel, etc., etc. Now, he quoted it, which is source 8 and 9, those are the Mishnayos that he quoted. Please go. Number 10, those are the Mishnayos that he quoted. The Rambam and Perush Mishnayos also talks about that and quotes some of these stories. I'm on source number 11. We're moving ahead. All those Mishnayos he quoted are. Source number 11. The Rambam in Perush Mishnayos says, you should know, it says, Al tasel Torah kardum lachborba. Don't make it as your kli for parnasa. And we had said that what happens? That he says, Ani avarim, I will explain it, the Rambam says. That people that hitiluem, it's in the bold, hitiluem chukim al yichidim al kilot. What's the problem? He says that you're placing, you're becoming a burden on the tzibur. You're becoming a burden on the tzibur. You're becoming a burden that people are like tax collectors. The Rambam is extremely, extremely brazen here. He says people are thinking and that and they think in a total idiocy. That it's a chiyuv. That this is the ideal. What do I have to do? That is ki'ilu, like a religious ideal, says the Rambam. This is not any postmodern thinker here. This is the Rambam. We'll see the other side. What does he say? Choset ta'ut. Says it's a mistake. In the Torah, ma shi'amet oto, v'lo regel shi'ishan aleh b'shum panim. He has no basis. L'fisha anu, im na'ayim b'toldot ha'chachamim. He says, look at the biographies of our sages, Zichron Levrach. Lo nimtza etzlam. They weren't the rabbis that were just sitting in kola. Lo atalat chovot ha'bnei adam. Lo kibbutz maman li'yeshivot ha'merom nechvavot. V'lo rashay guliot, v'lo dayani, v'lo marmitzi Torah, v'lo achad min amunim, v'lo luchar nashim. Ela nimtza b'kilotehem. Kulan. Yesh ben ani b'tachlit. There's some of them are poor. Some of them are very rich. Chalila Hashem. Shomer lahem lo ayu gomlei chesed v'no netztaka. Ela zeh ani ilu pashat yado lakach li memalim beito zav margoliot. Avahulo yasakim. Ela m'mistapik b'malacha shi parnes mimenu. Bein b'revach bein b'docha. U'baz damashi b'nei adam. Hova Torah monat b'zeh. He says what? Look at Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken worked. He was a chotev etzim. He was a wood chopper. V'lomei lifnei shemal v'yatayim. And that's they were poor. And look at the Maila. Even though they're equated to Moshe and Yoshua, the katan of his Talmidav, even though he worked, is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara in Sukkah, etc., etc. We'll see the Gemara. Talks about Karna. He was a Dayan b'chol Eretz Yisrael, but he was Mashke Sadot. He watered fields. Ukshayu ba'im bali din ayomar. O shetinu li mishi ashke b'mkomo k'shani mitasek b'chem. O shetinu shir mashev talmi v'orati. Vadu lachem. It's not. So you might tell me, you know why they had to work? Because they weren't. They weren't middle class America. They didn't. They weren't. Or anyway, they weren't giving it over. No, that's not true. It's not that they were cruel. They were not. Einam gomlei chasadim. V'lo matzanu chacham min hachachamim shaya matzavam dachuk shigane anshei doro sheinam archivim lo chalil lasha. But they themselves were chassidim, maminim in the emes of Torah, maminim b'Hashem v'Torat Moshe. Then they said, they felt as a chilul Hashem. They're going to say, this is what we call Dvar Hashem Baza, to be able to take the Torah and say, I'm going to sit here and you support me. That's not what the Rambam felt, was the ruach of what the Torah wants. Rav Yosef, all of Hashem was nosei etzim, carried wood. And it says, he says, because what happens? They would work. They would help the goof. And he was happy through there. He was happy through his chelik, that he was able to take care of it. So he says, aye, but we have other Gemaras. We have other Gemaras that don't seem to be saying this. Okay? That is, let's turn. I mean, first he quotes the concept of harotze lenot. Now we're going to talk about some of the Gemaras that seem to be not like that. So for example, the last paragraph before we turn the page, it says, Harotze le'anot yaneh kelisha. Person wants to get anah, you can get anah le'anot kelisha. U'shelo le'anot al yaneh. But if you don't want to get anah, you can be like Shemuel. He says, that's not pshat in the Gemara. Ina zeh ino dom lezeh klal. V'amnam zeh etzli siluf. He says it's a distortion of reality. It's intellectually dishonest. Ho v'hu mevuar v'in bo makom letot. Ki elisha, it's not like Elisha, was what? Was asking to be able to give me money. Chalil Hashem Izeh. He would sleep there a day or a night. Shmuel, if you want to be able to be like that, that you don't go and stop, you're allowed to do that. Yesh lo lasol kein. If you don't want to be mitareach, you don't want to have that, you could do that. Kmo kein, I turn the page. If you want to be mitareach, it's at least behechrech nesiach. But yesh lo lasol kein. Okay, so that's just a specific case of if you want, you could decide not to go like the rabbis. A lot of rabbis don't go to people's homes. They'll say, look, I'll stay away for that. But now look at these gemaras. Next two paragraphs before the Tashbetz. Two gemaras. One is in, for sure, in Baba Basra. The other one, if I'm not mistaken, is in Tainus. We'll see it together. It's been a while since I saw this part of the gemara. Ani eskor. Hamaisa asher yidbar b'talmud. V'amitakesh yaser kirtzono. Haya ish hayelo keren. There was a guy who had a vineyard. V'ayu bo'im bo'ganavim. What happened? Guys, what happened? Ganavim were coming. The chol asher ya pokdo b'chol yom. Anybody would visit, he would visit every day. Hayamotzei anavam, the balabayit would see that what happened. Yeah, these people stealing. Hayamotzei anavam mitmatim v'chasiri. He saw his berries or what? Depleting. For lo ayalo safek shi ish min haganavim samau matara. What happened? He was a marked man. People were stealing from him. Hayamitzdayar mizet tamid koi me anavim. He was very upset. What happened? He lost a lot of berries, and now it's already raisins. What happens when you gather the raisins, the dry fruit? What happens? Then the seeds fall out, and what happens? Those things are, you're allowed to eat, because that's hefker. Nobody cares about those things. And what happened? So they said, Hefker, Gebalt, go take these seeds. Comes Rabbi Tarfon, the Mikra Yom Echad. It was one day, it's like Mamish story time, but this is the Gemara. Comes Rabbi Tarfon and said, one day he came to this Kerem, V'yashav, and he was sitting, and he gathered from these raisins that fell. What happened? Baal Bala Kerem, the owner of the Kerem, the owner of the vineyard, said, aha, I found the Ganif. I found the Ganif. He didn't recognize him. He grabs Rabbi Tarfon. It's like Mamash, like a movie. Right? He put him into a bag. He wants to throw Rabbi Tarfon into the river. Rabbi Tarfon atzmo oveid. When he saw Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Tarfon saw that he was about to get tossed into the river, he screamed out, "Oy lo the Tarfon! Shezeh horgo!" Warned the Tarfon that this guy's killing him. When the Baal Kerem heard the name, he realized he made a big mistake. He made a big, big mistake. Chatach et gadol. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Tarfon b'shirit yama me'alto ayom do'iv u'mi'alil ma'she'irulam. Why was he upset? Because he saved his nefesh with kavod haTorah. V'haya baal mamon. He had a lot of money, Rabbi Tarfon. V'haya yechol omar. He could have said to him, look, leave me alone. I'll pay you all the money in the world. And not to say that he's Rabbi Tarfon, to use the kavod haTorah. V'yatzil nafsho b'mamono. Lo b'Torah. Amru, he says, kol yamav of that tzadik. Rabbi Tarfon was mitzta'er. He said, oh, woe unto me. Shenishtamati b'kitra shel Torah. I use the Keter of Torah. Shekol mishtamish b'kitra shel Torah. You are uprooted from this world. And they said, again, Rabbi Tarfon was an usher gadol. And he should have been mifayes v'damim. An kan, one gemar. That seems to say that you're not allowed to use kavod haTorah. That's one proof. One proof that he says, we see another gemara, that you're not allowed to get hana from Torah. That's one. Number two, Gemara Baba Basra Daf Ches, where Rabbeinu Hakadosh Rebbe, that what happened? Otsarot Chitam Bishnat Reavon. Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Nasi, opened up a otsar. What's that? Otsar in English? Otsar is, he had a storage house. That's what it is. It was English. You lose your English when you get to Israel too much. You become sublingual instead of bilingual. It's not a year of plenty, it's a year of famine. Thank you. Year of famine. So Amar, he said, Kol mi shirotzeh lakachat parnasato, yavo v'yikach parnasato. Rebbe says, okay, it's a year of famine, come, enjoy. This is the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Ches. Come and take the parnasa. One condition, you gotta be a Talmud Chacham. Ubar Rav Yonatan ben Amram. Rav Yonatan ben Amram came, stood in front of him, v'huin makiro. Rebbe didn't know, they didn't know each other. Amar lo parnaseini. Rav Yonatan ben Amram says, the farnesoti, I need parnasa. Amar lo, the isa geder atab b'chinat alimu. No, are you chashav? You know how to learn Torah. Amar lo parnaseini kikelev uchel reiv. Says support me like a dog and like a raven bird. But so will Amar. Afilu ein li chokma. Says even if I don't have chokma. Just like Hashem is mefarnes a chayat meyan uf tameh parnaseini, because an am aris not any less, and he gave to him. Rebbe, he touched Rebbe's neshama, but then Rebbe was so upset. Shuv yitcharet, he was upset that he was seduced. He said, "Oy li shenene am aris min chasai," that the am aris got hanar again from Torah. Then at the end of the story, he said, maybe Yonatan ben Amram is really your Talmud, and you didn't want to get Hana from Kvod HaTorah. Kol Shev Shalom Bazeh, Bafil B'tach Mula, and therefore he was using his scheme, and they found that that's true. He says, these are my two proofs. Ushnei Ila Ma'asim, not only the Gemara and Brachos, not only the Mishnayos that we talked about of not making Atara, Kardom Yachporba. It's a Chilul Hashem. He says, we see how much they were crazy. That Rabbi Tarfon was upset. He said, I should have used my money. Rebbe says, I'm so afraid to use the Kvod HaTorah. These are proofs of the Rambam. However, the Tashbetz, source number 12, and this Tashbetz is brought down in the Ramah. The Tashbetz says, don't bring me proof from these Gemaras, because I disagree. He says, Al-Kain Ani Omer, the Tashbetz. And then, after this, we will then start looking at the actual Shulchan Aruch, because we're starting to run out of time. I wanted you to see Shulchan Aruch together with the Shach and bring it all together. The Tashbetz is source number 12. But this, you can then read the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, because literally I've given you all the sources in the background. Al-Kain Ani Omer, the Tashbetz says, there are Tzvei Dinim. We're talking about two different things here. Number one is Hana, the Kvod HaTorah. And number two is Hishtamshut B'Kitrash HaTorah. And he says that they're not the same level of severity. He says the Hana, getting enjoyment for Kvod HaTorah, Eino B'Chomer Zeh She'en Nekam Min Olam Kamo Hishtamshut B'Kitrash HaTorah. But it's Heter Gamo. Tashbetz disagrees and says that I'm allowed, we will see. We will see in the Ramah that brings down, that says that there are cases you're allowed to get a het there from getting a Nav Torah. We're going to talk about becoming a Rav of a city and the people paying your salary. This comes with this Tashbetz, because the Tashbetz says there is no problem. It is a het there gomor to get Hana from Kvod HaTorah. At most, he says, it is a derech of chasidut. There's a minor of chasidut of Godo Hanene, like the Rambam says, Ma'ala, to get parnasa from your own Yikias Kapayim. Vizeu, he says, that's pshat, his mamish so meduyak. That's the pshat of the last Gemara that we just said, of the Ma'isa of Yonatan ben Amram and Baba Basra. Mimei she'ino isur b'davar, there wasn't an isur. Yonatan ben Amram, it's not because there was an isur, but because it was chasidut, as it says. Turn the page. Shema Yonatan ben Amram Talmid Chavu. He was the Talmud. She'ino Rotzeh Lehanot B'Chvod HaTorah. He says maybe he's your Talmud and you wanted to be a Lechachila Jew and not to get the Lehana from Chvod HaTorah. Ha'kuli Almahim Rotzeh Lehanot B'Chvod HaTorah V'Lav Davka. It's Lav Davka in the years of Batzoret. Thus Tama Kama. That's the first Gemara. The Gemara in Baba Basra is talking about Hanav Kavod Torah. Lecharchila says there might be a Midat Chassidut, but the Tashbit disagrees fundamentally with the Rambam. It says you could get Hanav from Kavod Torah. The other Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon, is a much more egregious error. That is what? Hishtamshut B'Kitrasha Torah. It's not just getting Hanav. What is it? It's taking the crown of Torah and using it in a real way. Vizevade Iser Gomor, as the Gemara says over there. It's not that he wanted B'Kvod HaTorah. Here he says, Oili! The problem is, what did he do? Oili! The language of the Gemara is Shinishtamati B'Keter Shel Torah. And what does it mean? It sounds very nice. What does it mean that it's usher to use the Keter of Torah? He explains it. One of two things he explains. Ha'echad. I'm in the fourth line. Misha Oseik B'Torah Shel Olashma. Person who's learning Torah, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but only for a profession. I'm using it, Mishtamish B'Keter Shel Torah, L'Tzorcho V'Lo L'Tzorcha. He's using the Keter Shel Torah as a Tashmish Shel Chol. There's no difference between that and any other profession. This is the concept. What he says on one level, if I'm doing it purely, just as a profession, Oy Vavoy. That's La'avat Hashem Elokecha L'Shmo B'Kolo. That a person shouldn't say, I'm learning Torah to become a Rebbe or a Chacham. Okay? But rather you should learn Mi'ahava. Okay? That's number one. Skip to the next black part, the next emphasize. Hashini. What's the other part of Mishtamish B'Keter Shel Torah? Hashini who? Is mamish in depth that you know. Literally, now you have all the sources. They all understand the complicated piece in all sides. Hashini who? Misha Poreh Chovo. Oh, misalik tfiotav mi'alav. A person who pays a debt or he moves and he claims because he says, look, I'm a rabbi. Keter Shel Torah. Kevan she'inze michok ha-Torah velo chiyu she'iti lebo ha-Torah she'yiftiru b'nei adam chachamim mitfiyoteh. I don't have the license to use the Torah to get out of my $1 million debt or to get out of a bad situation. Say, look, I'm a rabbi. Doesn't work to have a Talmud Chacham. Who wrote the lift around to me tfiya b'chvoda shel Torah, says Tashbeitz that zilzol b'chvod shel Torah. Upara b'chovo osilek shekinegdo me'alav, and that's the pshat Rabbi Tarfon. That he thought, oh, they stole the payroll. And he says, oi, Leo Tarfon, that you're killing me. And Rabbi Tarfon was oi, because he used the keter of Torah to remove that tfiya against him, that he was a stealer. And he should have said what? He was an usher gadol. He should have said what? He should have been able to say, I'm very rich and get out of it there. As a result of that, look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We'll bring it all together with the Shach. We'll finish up in the next 2 minutes. The Shulchan Aruch then, source number 15. Okay? I will tell you one thing. I have the wrong Aruch HaShulchan here. I mean, it's the right Aruch HaShulchan. Because the Aruch HaShulchan brings down this Tashbeit. And he argues one of the things that I brought you for the Aruch HaShulchan is two things. There's an Aruch HaShulchan here in Siman Reish Mem Vav. In the last part, he says, even the Rambam will agree that when the Tzibur, as we will see, if the Tzibur accepts upon themselves, that's Kvod HaTorah. The problem is only not when there's a rabbi and they're paying him a salary. That's not the problem. The problem is that when I force myself on the tzibur, even the Rambam will not hold it's a chilul Hashem if there's a position and the tzibur agrees. That's point number one before we actually see every detail. Point number two, which I meant to add but I didn't have time, is there's a different Aruch HaShulchan. When it talks about being koveya itim l'Torah in Perek Aleph of the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan says it could very well be that there's a difference between a Talmud Chacham and a Baal HaBayis. I mean, you could have a Baal HaBayis with a Talmud Chacham also, but it could very well be that there might be different standards of the expectations of a person who's learning all the time versus a person who's a Baal HaBayis. I got to show you that Aruch HaShulchan inside. For the Halacha L'Maisa, Siman Reish Mem Vav Sif Chav Aleph, we'll run through it for the next 2 minutes. And you'll see everything that we basically said, and then I want to show you the Shach, and we'll finish it up. The Rama, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. First, he quotes the last part of the Rama. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim b'mishim mitran atzmo aleihem v'lo b'lomdim mitoch idun mitoch achila v'shtiya. Torah does not resonate with a person who's just chilling all the time, but it's a person who's got to work hard. Maybe that's more love. Mitzayir gufo tamid. It's not just sleeping all night and all day. That's the Rama. That's the Shulchan Aruch. But then the Rama says, don't think lo yachshov adam lasok b'torav liknot osher v'kavod im alimud. At the beginning he says, you can't have best of both worlds. Because if you have the best of both worlds, you're not going to get the Keter Shel Torah. But rather, as we saw yesterday, last week, you have to make Torah keva and malach torai. And he quotes from the Rambam that we said, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Yud Aleph, and Yud Bet. That you have to what? Yima'it beisek, v'yasok b'torah. You have to, as much as possible, learn the Torah. And make sure that you do the malacha, kidei chayav. In the Rambam's time, that was 3 hours. Nowadays, our challenge is not to make the malacha ikar and Torah arai. That's the problem. That's the challenge. Then what does he quote? He says, Umala gdola should sound familiar. He then says, Mala gdola to the person who's mit parnes mimase yadav. If you have a job, because he quotes that Gemara and Brachos that we started with, Yigia kapecha kitocha. And then he says, quoting the Rambam, Chol amesim alibo lasok b'torah, v'lo lasok malacha li parnes min atzdaka. He says, anybody who just learns Torah and says, what? I'm not going to work and I'm going to be mit parnes min atzdaka. It's Chil Hashem. Guy who's walking around as a schnorrer is a Chil Hashem. It's not the way of the Torah. It's not the Derech HaTorah. It's a Bizui HaTorah. Also la'anos b'divrei Torah. V'chol Torah she'ini m'malcha gorer davon v'sofo listim abriyo. Then now we have the two Tanaim. Number one, which we didn't see, with the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that says this is all true with a healthy person, a person who can work. But if you're older, you're a zakin, you're a choleh, then you could get hana'ah from your Torah, and people could do you. That's number one. Then, the Beis Yosef quotes the Tashbetz that we saw. The Ramah quotes this Beis Yosef. V'yesh omrim, that afilu bibari mutar, even if you're not a zakin or choleh, you can get hana'ah from Torah. Turn the page. That you're what? Verse 16 over here. There it is. V'lachin, because there is this opinion of the Tashbetz, like we had said, and the Aruch HaShulchan even said the Rambam would agree to the next line. But that what? V'lachin agu v'chol mekamot Yisrael, that a Rav of the ear, yesh lo achnachsa, v'sipuk me'anshei ha'ir, kedei shelo yitztarich la'asok b'malacha b'fnei ha'priyot, v'yitpazeh ha'torah b'fnei ha'am. But he says, dafka the chacham that needs this. But an Ashir, also. If you're Ashir, you can't do that. V'yesh mekilim odomar. Demotu l'chacham ul'tamidav l'kabel aspakot min anotim k'dei l'achzik k'dei lomdei Torah. Then, there's some who are mekel that what your chacham and his tamidim are allowed to get money to help people learning Torah. Shal yidei zeh yichol l'asok b'tov v'revach. There are those who have that. But even there, I think people would say that that's not what? That's not a whole community. That's not, again, because it's the same issue of what? Of putting the chov on the whole tzibur. But there are those who would say that you could get it if you're being machzik Torah. But it's not hundreds of thousands of people. It's a certain elite to be able. But even there, the Rama doesn't like this, as we know. Ach in ze midat kol adam. Excuse me. He says, umikomakom, misha efshar lo litparnes heitev. That's what Hashem wants. Midat chasidut matat elokimu. Ach in ze midat kol adam she yeshar lekol adam. Not everybody could do that. Lasok b'torah lachimba. Okay. Within that, if you just skip to footnote 17, it's not footnote 17, but source 17, which is the Shach. Shach says, as much as the Rambam says it's a chil Hashem, he says that the minog is what. He ends up saying, Ra'inu kochach me'Yisrael. Hold on 1 second. Again, the Maharshal says the same type of idea that's quoted here in the Shach, that basically says what? Not everybody could do it. If you're being Marbitz Torah, then you're allowed to what? You're allowed to receive salary for that. To be able to what? Because if not, then you can't. His language is, Vod ani omer, mishu bal yeshiva marbitz Torah barabim, tzarech itim kvuim mechulakim, chetzi lo v'chetzi l'acherim. V'yev shalosh shiyelech mibeisokim l'dvar mitzvah. Avonu biyadoim lo yikabel me'acherim. Meaning, he needs to be able to prepare proper shiurim and learn Torah and be able to teach. So the bottom line comes, is there a heter to be able to have certain people learning and getting reward from it? The answer is yes. That's the heter of the Tosfos. Is it something that should be huge communities? Very hard to say. Very hard to say. And then you hear people want to do the Yisachar and the Zvulun. Very difficult to say that. Very difficult. There's definitely some legitimacy for having, for sure, I think even the Rambam, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, to have a Rav, to have a person who's been Marbitz Torah. He needs to be able to sit down and to learn and prepare good shiurim. You give him a salary, I think everyone agrees to that. But I think the ideal is very much, again, you have the problem is you can't go to the other extreme. The other extreme is work, and therefore you don't learn at all. That's also not good. So the idea is to be able, as much as possible, kovei yitim haTorah seriously, making sure you're making Torah keva, and making sure you make an honest parnasa also. Ad kan halacha l'maaseh. Have a good afternoon. Pleasure to meet you guys. You guys are coming on Sunday, right?
Oh, stuff.